The Gemara Masechta Sota, the Aflam Gemel Amud Aleph, teaches us, as we quoted in the previous year, the Mishnah taught us that tefillah may be said in any language, because tefillah rachmehi kol hecha d'boy matzli. A person could daven any way he wants, takarish baruch hu. So ask the Gemara, tefillah b'choloshin, is tefillah, may tefillah be said in any language? A person should not daven in Lashon Aramis because Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'shoyel tzrocha b'Lashon Arami. If somebody davens in Lashon Arami, ein malach ha'shoris neskakin loy, the malach ha'shoris won't hear what he says. L'fish ein malach ha'shoris Makirin b'Lashon Arami, because the Malach HaSharis don't understand Lashon Arami. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Rosh in Masechta Brachos quotes the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah that say that really the only language that the Malachim understand is Lashon HaKodesh. The fact that our Gemara mentioned Lashon Arami is only because we know that Lashon Arami is very choshev. It was given by Har Sinai. The Targum isn't B'Lashon Aramis, and we know the Targum is said B'Lashon Arami. And even Lashon Arami explained the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the Malachim don't understand. Certainly, other languages, they don't understand either. The Marash disagrees with the Talmidei Yonah, and he says that they certainly understand Aramis. Because if they know what's going on in our hearts, then they certainly understand Aramis. Just the Lashon Arami is Megura to him. It's something that they don't like. And that's what the Gemara means when it says here, She'ei Malach HaSharis Makirin V'Lashon Arami. And says the Gemara, Loikasha, Hab Yochid, Hab Tzibur. Yochid should not daven Beloshin Rabbis. A Tzibur, as the Pasuk says in Iyuv, Hein Kael Kaber Lo Yimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always listens to the tefillah of a rabbin. That's why we could daven Beloshin Aramis. Moreover, I saw a vart from the Panami office. The Pasuk says, by the Bikurim, the Pasuk says, Ubasa el Kohanim, Ubasa el Kohanim, el Kohanim Shiyah B'yom Mahim, B'matilov, Higad Hayoim L'Hashem L'Kecha. And the Gemara says, V'amarta b'chol lashon. B'chol lashon, as the Panami office, seems to indicate even Lashon Arami. But here we're learning that one should not daven b'Lashon Arami. So the Panami office says a very interesting teretz. It says, the Gemara Masechta Tainis, that Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, that the mafteach of Geshamim and Panosa were never given over to a shliach. They always remain in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're davening and we're relying on Malachim, so then we have to, as our Gemara teaches us, avoid using Lashon Arami. But when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're davening directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where nobody else is involved, there we could daven B'Lashon Arami. The Miri says that Lashon Arami was a language that people did not know properly, and therefore Chazal were concerned that if somebody's going to daven B'Lashon Arami, he's not going to daven properly, and that's why they didn't want him to daven B'Lashon Arami. A different pshat that I saw from some Rishonim is just the opposite. As we've been discussing in our series of shiurim, Chazal really wanted everybody to daven b'loshen HaKodesh. If, and the language that most people spoke in those times was actually Loshen Arami. If people were allowed to daven b'loshen Arami, they may grow accustomed to only daven in Loshen Arami, which is something Chazal wanted to avoid. The Chachma Shloima says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the world into the Shivim Umos, not only did he divide the world into Shivim Umos, but he also divided them into 70 languages. And the Sar, every nation has in Shemayim, says the Chochmah Shloima, a Sar, who speaks the language of his people. Michal, who is the Malach of Klai Yisrael, speaks Loshen Kodesh. And that's why we should daven in Loshen Kodesh, because that's the language that our Malach understands. The Mefarshim ask that every year, as the Kohen Gadol would exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would say a Tefillah Tzara. And Tefillah Tzara was Shlo Yehei Shana Shchuna. It shouldn't be an overly damp year. V'ken Shlo Ya'adi Da'ovni Shultim Be'ei Yehuda. That the monarchy should not leave Shevet Yehuda. So we have here all of these words that are Loshen Harami. And this is a tefillah, as the Gvur Sari, that only the Kohen Gadol was mispalel. And here we're learning in our Gemara that when you say a tefillah b'yichidus, you should not say it b'loshen Harami. So one teretz that he says is that since he was davening on behalf of the tzibur, he's allowed to daven in Loshen Arami. That's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. Another teretz that he suggests, and this goes back to the vort that we said earlier, that since it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechina is always present in the Beis HaMikdash, so he's not davening to Malachim, he's davening directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're davening directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could daven in any language. Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil She'ein, as Al Gemara says, that the Malachi Asharis don't know Loshen Arami. Ask Tosfos that if the Malachim know our Machshavos, certainly they should know Loshen Arami. And Tosfos doesn't give an answer to this question. And because of this question, as we said earlier in the shir, what the Rosh says, it doesn't mean that the Malachim don't understand Aramis. The Malachim understand Aramis, they just don't like the language. And I saw that the Rishonim explain the reason they don't like specifically Loshen Arami, which is because Loshen Arami is so similar to Loshen HaKodesh. They don't want people to get accustomed to Loshen Arami and ignore Loshen HaKodesh. And because the Malachim are so concerned, so to speak, for the covid of Loshen Arami, they don't want to accept Loshen Arami. The Maral says a big chiddush. He says the Malachim know what we're thinking and they still don't know Loshen Arami. Because it's a I think Pshat in the Maral is that there are two tracks. There's a track of Dvarim Shebelev, and there's a track of Dvarim that are pronounced. And Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim that are announced are two separate things. And even though Malachim can know the Dvarim Shebelev, that does not mean that they necessarily know the words that we pronounce in Aramis. The Be'er Sheva says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way, that the Malachim should not know Aramis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that they should know Aramis. The Sfas Emes says a different teretz. He says there are different Malachim. The Malachim who know what we're thinking certainly know Aramis. But those are not the Malachim, says the Sfas Emes, who are appointed to bring up our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim who are appointed to bring up our tefillos to the Shemayim, they don't know Aramis. And that's why, as we quoted in a previous shiur, the minhag is that Yukim Purkin is not said Rabbi Yechidus. The father of the Shlo says that whatever Slichus we say B'loshin HaRabim, B'loshin HaRamis, should not be said B'Yechidus. And that is the Psak of the Mishnah Berura in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Cotton Dalid. The Mishnah Berura says that any such tefillah should not be said B'loshin Aramis. The Chassam Sofer says that certainly Malachim know every language. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Lashon HaKodesh. It was the language in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's the language in which the Torah was given. And therefore, it's inappropriate to use a different language. But, says the Chassam Sofer, if somebody's speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have that personal relationship, you could speak in any language. But when you're speaking through a malach, then you have to be more careful and you have to speak in the proper language. And therefore he says that of course the Gemara doesn't mean specifically Lashon Arami. It means any language. If you're relying on Malachim to deliver your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be careful that the tefillah should be said in a language that in Lashon HaKodesh. I also saw from the Ben Yoyada that says that if somebody is davening a tefillah, and the purpose of his tefillah is to daven about the Kvod Shemayim, then he could daven in Lashon Arami. He says, when we're davening for our own personal needs, so that's when we have to be careful to daven specifically B'Lashon Kodesh. But if we're davening for the Kavod Shemayim, so it's not our own needs that we're addressing. We're addressing the needs of a Kavod Shemayim. There it's very different, and therefore there we're allowed to daven B'loshin in any language that we want. The Gra in our Chaim, Simon Kuf Aleph Sif Kotni Beis, says, the Gemara Masechta the Bracha says, Gimel Devarim Mazgirim Avanoisov Shal Adam. There are three things that cause that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should remember a person's Averis. Iyan Tefillah, what does Iyan Tefillah mean? The person is confident that his Tefillah will be accepted. The Malachim are appointed, and they know that this person is such a person that's confident that his Tefillah will be accepted. Because he know that they know a person's machshava. And therefore, that because the person is in such a status, he has to be very careful that he should daven in a proper way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept his tefillah.